Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Forest Hill Podcast. My name is Todd Lesher. I'm the host of the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast, and we've moved. We've actually started a brand new podcast called the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast, and we'd love for you to check that out, to subscribe, and even to rate and review so we can get the word out there. So please go check it out on iTunes and then share it with some friends and family so that we can continue to inspire parents to make faith in Jesus a priority in their families. Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast, where we want to inspire parents to make faith in Jesus the priority of their families. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Lesher. Thank you for listening in. It's good to have you here. I want to let you all know that this episode is our one-year anniversary episode, and I am pretty pumped about that. Thank you all for listening and for sharing, and when I bump into at campuses and things like that, that you give me your input and feedback and encouragement. It is really, really appreciated. So thank you so much for listening, and we're excited for year two. Well, this coming weekend, September 9th and 10th, is our kickoff weekend for our family ministry environments for kids at FHC and the Advanced Student Ministry. So we've created somewhat of a mashup podcast where we're going to highlight the Kids at FHC ministry and the Advanced ministry. And I've invited some of my friends from the family ministry team into the studio to talk about their area that they're involved in and share it with you so that you can get yourself or your kid or your student ready for this upcoming weekend so that they can be a part of it and you can find out different ways that you can be involved and encourage them to participate as well. So we're going to start with Kids at FHC. I have Christina Sloat and Carmen Bartlett in the studio with me talking about Kids at FHC. It's good to have y'all here.
It's good to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us, Todd.
Absolutely. Well, why don't y'all introduce yourselves so our listeners can get to know you a little bit?
Sure. My name is Christina, and I am married to my husband, John, and we have two children. Jake just started second grade, and Julia is turning 5 in September and is in her last year of preschool, which is crazy and exciting.
Fantastic.
We moved from California 4 years ago, and we now live here in Charlotte. And we found Forest Hill very shortly after we moved here, and it became our home church. And I have been in staff with Forest Hill Church for about 2 years now, and I'm very new in my role as a family ministry director at one of our campuses, South Boulevard. And I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on at South Boulevard. It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
It's great
really
to have
great.
You here, Christina.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I'm Carmen Bartlett. I am the programming director for the little kids and big kids large group experience. I've grown up in Charlotte. I've been here since I was 10, so this is pretty much home. I have a background in theater, and I started a theater company, and I enjoy long walks on the beach.
Don't we all? Seriously. I would love to be at the beach right now.
Yes.
But, well, it's great to get to know the both of you a little bit here for our listeners. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Kids at FHC?
Well, Kids at FHC is just so incredible. It is probably my favorite place to be here at Forest Hill. In both areas of big kids and little kids, at all campuses, we do our best to explore the Word of God through imagination and wonder.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yes. Kids at FHC is our ministry, our children's ministry. And our goal is to inspire kids and families to make Jesus a priority in their lives. And we really just want to walk along with parents and partner with them so we can together make a positive impact in the life and faith of kids.
So what you both have said is kind of we have this experience for children, but then we also want to partner with parents mm-hmm. and connect what the kids are experiencing to the family so that they can take that with them throughout the week. You know, church happens for the most part, once a week, but parents have the influence with their kids throughout the week. And this is one way that we want to kind of connect the church to the home. So when parents and kids show up to one of our Kids at FHC environments, whether that's little kids, which is birth through TK, or big kids, which is kindergarten through fifth grade, what can they expect when they show up?
Yeah. You know, our children are placed in age-appropriate groups, life groups. They can expect to encounter an environment that is fun, that it's friendly, that it's safe. There are lots of developmentally appropriate ways, and through hands-on activities and lessons that children get engaged in. And they just explore the Bible and the Word of God. Our little kids, our hope is that they learn that God made them, that God loves them, and that Jesus wants to be their friend forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good job, Christina. That was awesome.
Seriously.
But that is exactly right. It is a place where kids should come and feel comfortable because we have 6 different campuses and they're all different and unique, but everything should be the same. The Bible lesson's the same. The spirit of each space is the same, even though it might not look exactly like another place that you've been. And to go off of the big kids, it is a place to use exploration to discover and ask questions about God.
Yeah, that's really good. So one thing that I want to kind of explain specifically is that we don't use the language Sunday school around here. And for me personally, I grew up in a church and I went to Sunday school, and I was never really crazy about that because I went to school for 5 days a week and then I went to school on Sunday. It was like, hey, you're taking my weekend from me. And so we want to kind of approach it in a different way, of more of a relational approach. And so, Christina, you mentioned life groups, that we put children in life groups from the age of 2 years old with the hope that they move up or grade up throughout their time in preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school with their peers and hopefully with their life group leader in a more kind of a relational approach to their discipleship. And then, Carmen, as you alluded to, the experience and the environments that create, we have something for preschoolers called the Art Studio, and then something for our elementary age children called the Exploratorium. So you kind of talked about that a little bit, Carmen. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Exploratorium, and then Carmen or Christina, maybe you can talk about the Art Studio.
Yeah, the Exploratorium is the place where the big kids go. That's ages 5 years old all the way up to 5th grade, and they'll meet in this place that is full of artifacts and hidden secrets and experience some storytelling through the Bible, and it's explained in multiple different ways.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Art Studio is our large group experience for our little kids. That is and for our preschoolers in our little kids group. And this, the Art Studio, is just a creative place. It's just a place where children really get to experience the Bible and the Bible stories. And they're told, the Bible story is told by storytellers. We use lots of props and lots of just different ways and tools that we can engage children with. And it is also a place where children exercise their own creativity through worship, songs, painting, and then just, it's just a really widely creative and fun place for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One way to kind of summarize the Art Studio is it is a 5-sense experience for preschoolers in that way, that we want them to be able to see, taste, touch, hear. And what's the other one?
Feel.
Yes. I think I said touch. I'm missing a sense in there, but we want to be able to talk about those 5 senses and be able to connect.
I think smell is one.
There are smells happening
in there.
Yes, there are. Some are enjoyable and some are not so enjoyable,
right?
But
it's an experience nonetheless.
Insights wonder for sure.
Well, I wonder where this came from. I talked about life groups for a little bit, but can you kind of give us a little bit more detail about the connection from the large group experience to the life group experience and what we hope to provide for children?
Sure. Yeah. We place a high value in relationships between leaders and children. And we believe that small groups, life groups, we call them, they're just conducive for those deeper and more meaningful relationships. We believe that, you know, when we connect with kids, we earn the right to speak into their lives, which transfers into bigger impact. Life groups is also, you know, a time for Bible exploration, a time to interact with with friends and peers, participate in prayer and discussions about just how, you know, all that means into life. How can they apply all that into their lives?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I think on top of that, we see something on stage and we learn it as a group, and then we split up according to ages to talk about what we've seen and to ask those deeper questions. But I think on top of that too, I have a small story I want to share. Is this past week I was meeting with one of my storytellers at a Starbucks. We were like brainstorming some ideas for the future and all that sort of stuff. And then while we're sitting there, there's this fourth grade girl who comes out and like comes out to the storyteller that I was meeting with, and she was talking to her about school and how she just moved and how she's hanging out with her dad that day. And I think it's just really important to develop that relationship between a college student and a fourth grader and have that comfort and space to be able to share all those small things, because then that provides the space where they can ask those big things as well.
Yep.
So the community aspect and the leadership and connection, because that's what Jesus is about. He's just about showing up. So that's ultimately
absolutely
one of my favorite ways to describe life groups and life group leaders is that the best way for someone to know God is by knowing someone who knows God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that really helps transform. It's not just about knowledge, but it is about that relationship that unpacks that knowledge and personalizes it. That's really good. So one of the things that we've been talking about is for the child, but then there's also a component for the parent. So how does Kids at FHC seek to partner with parents?
Well, some ways we want to connect with parents is, I think one of the best ways is to get to know your life group leader and to learn what your kids are learning. I think it's important to not just like throw your kids and expect them to learn what's right, but actually ask those questions and participate in the relationships between the life group leaders and the students.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to give parents tools to reinforce at home what their kids are learning with us. And one of the ways that we do that is obviously with our parenting podcast, with our Parent Q. We have teaching resources available. We believe that, you know, as parents, you are a spiritual leader of your home.
Definitely.
And that you can take that learning and continue that exploration and that learning at home.
Yeah, one of the best disciplines for me that I've realized is so simple, and it's that door hanger, that memory verse door hanger that we get. And my wife and I, we just put it onto the rearview mirror of our car. And there it is. It's just the reminder. And so when my kids are in the back, I can take a 1 minute moment and be like, hey, who knows their Bible verse this week? And they can recite it, or we can practice memorizing, or we can talk about it. But it is right there.
Yeah.
Just a real easy tool. So you were talking about some of those things that we hand out and give away. But that's a real simple way to connect with the material that we're covering.
Exactly. They're just ways to start conversations with your kids.
And that's what matters.
Right.
So we talked about how we seek to partner with parents. How can parents partner with Kids at FHC?
Yeah, well, as Carmen was saying, you know, it is important to have that communication and relationship with their life group leaders, you know, get to know them. There's just many great ways that you guys can connect and just talk about your children. We also have lots of information in our website. You can connect with us through our Facebook pages. Each of our six campuses have six pages that you can follow us on Facebook. We have an Instagram. And of course, you know, we are here to serve all of you. You can always talk to any of our family ministry staff in each of our campus. And we want to connect with you and get to know you.
That's great.
I think another way parents can get involved is to get involved.
Right on.
Yeah. We have a lot of opportunities, especially with the school year coming up. We're starting a whole bunch of new things, and it's going to be really exciting. And with that comes numbers increasing at each of our campuses. And so I think a really great way to get involved is to spend some time either being a life group leader or telling a story on stage once a week, or just even greeting somebody out the door. Just I think it's important for our kids to see parents and adults in their space to sort of set the example.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's good.
Lots of serving opportunities.
Yes,
there are plenty.
Yep.
So find your local campus team member or, you know, family ministry staff and talk to them about how you could get involved. They would love to have that conversation.
They would.
With you. Christina, you mentioned our social media sites that we use, or whatever you call them, platforms. But the ones that you can go check out are Kids at FHC on Instagram, and we have a Kids at FHC page on Facebook, and they are both KIDSATFHC. And so you can follow along, and we post a lot of pictures, information about what's going on, as well as articles that could be helpful to parenting as you take care of your son or daughter. So Christina and Carmen, thank you so much for being on this episode of the podcast. It was great having you here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Happy 1 year.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you.
Yeah, many more.
That. Yeah, cool. I hope so. And to all the parents and families, we encourage you to join us this coming weekend. And we always provide Kids at FHC programming throughout the year. So we will see you soon. All right, now we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk with a couple of our advanced team. I've got Gage Thompson and Gray Gardner in the lab, and we're going to be talking about the advanced kickoff coming this weekend. Guys, good to have you here.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us.
That was a great intro. Hey. I don't know how we're going to follow that up.
You're good. I've worked hard on intros.
Mastered the technique.
So the guys are on the podcast because it is kickoff week for all our family ministry environments, little kids, big kids, and our advanced student ministry. So these guys are going to tell you all about advance and how to get your son or daughter, your middle schooler, your high schooler involved. So let's jump right in. Why don't you guys tell us about yourselves?
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, my name is Gage, and I get the privilege and opportunity to serve our students at our Fort Mill campus. I'm married to a beautiful lady named Kaylee and have a little baby girl named Adelina. She is 5 months old, and it's just been a really exciting time in our life. So I've been in student ministry for about 10 years now.
Awesome. And she's already on the wakeboard, right? At 5 months old. You got her on the wakeboard?
That's right. Yeah. Before ministry full-time, I wakeboarded professionally.
Yes.
So it was cool. It really allowed me to see and experience a lot of different things. Yeah. So, grateful for that.
Gage is probably the coolest person on our advanced staff. I think that
there
should be noted.
No doubt
That's
about
not
that.
That's
Thank
not
you.
True.
That's a great transition to you, Gray. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, to someone who's not the coolest person on the advanced staff. That was a great transition.
Not true.
My name is Gray Gardner, and I have the privilege of being at our Waxhaw campus. I've been here for, I guess, almost 9 months now, so it's flown by. My wife and I moved from Dallas, Texas, and we were there for the previous 3 years, and we've been working in student ministry of some kind with middle school and high schoolers and also college students for the last 8 years or so. We have a little girl named Charlotte, and we named her Charlotte before we had any clue we were moving to Charlotte.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, just one of those things. But so we're here now, and we're really just enjoying serving with Advance.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about Advance. What is it, and why does it exist?
Yeah, so Advance is our student ministry here at Forest Hill Church, and we really specialize in middle school and high school, which goes from the age of 6th grade to 12th grade.
Awesome. Yeah. And why does it exist? Why do we do it?
Well, we do it because we want to see students make Jesus the priority of their lives. And so we really have this vision at Forest Hill of seeing our teenagers come to know Christ and grow in Him and go for Him, just like our church vision statement says. And so we want to reach this next generation. We want to empower them, see their lives transformed by the gospel, and just walk with them through these middle school and high school years.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's one of those things that I think students, in particular, that's 6th through 12th grade, they need people in their corner, you know, and especially with a life-giving message, and there's no greater life-giving message than the gospel. So sure. People on their side, cheering them on and kind of inspiring them with the truth of Jesus and the message of the Bible. So it's really great. Well, you guys are at two of our campuses, but we are one church with many campuses, and we have student ministry at all of them. So what are students going to experience when they get to Advance at any of our campuses?
Well, it's going to look pretty similar across all of our campuses with a little bit of twist, just, you know, some of that local flavor coming out. So at each of our campuses, you're going to have time to come in, check in, you know, hang out with friends, hang out with life group leaders, play some games. We have some video games down in Waxhaw in our community room. We also have a giant inflatable Gaga pit, which
it's incredible.
If you don't know what Gaga Ball is, it is pretty amazing.
You have to see it to believe it.
You do have to see it to believe it. And so our students love playing that. And, you know, from there, we'll transition into our program time where we'll have a lot of times we'll have a game of some kind and then go into some worship and a message. And from that time, we will go into life groups.
Cool.
It's cool. One thing I love about life groups is we're really intentional about how we split up and break our students up into life groups. So we really try to focus on the same gender and same age. So they're walking through and they're journeying through this life and through high school with people that are in the same season as them, which is really valuable and important when it comes to helping each other out and being able to just inspire and encourage each other.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a space for them. It is designed and focused on students who are trying to meet them where they're at in life.
And that's what we hope for, too. I mean, we hope that every student that walks in the door feels known, safe, cared for, loved, a place where they can build community and just take steps in their faith.
Yeah. Well, what does Advance do to partner with parents? It's one of our one of the main things that we focus on or one of our objectives. So what would you say when it comes to how Advance partners with parents?
Man, Todd, that's a tough question because it's always changing. You know, every season that a student goes into, they need something different. And so that's one thing we know when it comes to partnering with parents. It's valuable, but it's ever-changing. And so we're trying to figure that out, and we're trying to figure out what's the best way for this season. The fact is, and the reality that we know is we only have the opportunity to speak into a student's life one day a week. We only get one day to influence your student, but a parent has 7 days. They have so much more influence and time with a student than we do. So that's what we hope. We hope that through the ways and through the different spaces, I guess, that we are able to partner with parents, that we can equip and we can set a parent up for success when it comes to being able to influence and reach and steward their student well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's good. And we do have a couple of things that we put online just to try to help you as a parent to continue the conversation that hopefully we are able to start and build on a Sunday night. And one of those resources is called a Parent Queue, which is available on our website. And really, that's just a resource with questions and some big ideas from the messages that we're going to be giving on a Sunday night. And it's going to give you the opportunity as a parent to follow up and to dig a little bit deeper about what's going on in your student's spiritual walk. And so we really encourage parents to really take up the mantle as being the primary disciple makers. And I know that's a big deal and it feels like a huge responsibility. I know my little girl is only 17 months old and already I feel completely inadequate to carry that out. So I can't even imagine what it's like with a teenager. But I know that God has especially equipped parents with the grace needed to lead and to shepherd their children. So we try to set you up with a parent queue. And we also have a Facebook page for parents for each of our campuses and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I love what you said about your daughter, but especially when it comes to parents of teenagers, I think it's new territory for everybody, even if they've raised multiple teenagers. And so Advance is kind of that space to say, hey, we have committed staff and volunteers who are committed to your child with you or alongside of you. So that kind of, we expand the reach or the influence of parents by coming alongside of them.
For sure.
So let's flip it. How can parents partner with Advance?
Well, I think one good way parents can partner with Advance is just by being as involved as they can be. I love it when parents come to me and ask questions about what we're doing.
Yeah.
I love it when parents come and ask if they can step in on a Sunday night and see what's going on. I think a lot of times parents feel like that's their student space and they don't want to encroach on that. And I think that's huge. And I love that respect that parents have for their students. But at the same time, I love a parent who is energetic and eager to step in and really see what's happening and to just invest and help, even if that's just observing on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think it's important, too, to always try to remind parents that we're on the same team here. You know, we're chasing the same goal. We're going after the same thing, and we're trying to invest in the students that God's trusted us with. And so I constantly am having that conversation with parents is, hey guys, we're on the same team. We're in this together. Let's figure out how to accomplish this, you know, as a partnership.
Yeah,
that's good because, you know, as the student guys, sometimes we can, you know, we're prone to some crazy ideas sometimes that, I mean, once or twice in your experience, Gage, I'm sure parents have disapproved of something you have done.
That's very true.
Never for Todd either, but, you know, that's huge. We are on the same team and we are for your child and, you know, we're for you. So we just know that we're here for your student, but we're also here as a resource for you as a parent.
Yeah. And I'll just put it out there unashamedly, like volunteer. You know, this might be a space for you to volunteer. It may not be directly as your child life group leader, but there are plenty of opportunities to serve and to see the vision of Advance come about because of your support and role through volunteering with Advance. So talk to somebody about getting involved that way too.
That's good.
I'm constantly amazed and surprised about how students observe the way you live your life and the way you lead. And so when it comes to that, Todd, when it comes to pushing parents to volunteer, my thing is just be the example, you know, lead the way. I heard a saying a long time ago, you teach what you know, but you reproduce who you are. And so students are constantly watching your example, the way you live your life, the way you react to situations. And so, yeah, get involved.
Yep. Yeah. Our pastor, David, says more is caught than taught. Yeah, so it just kind of reaffirms what you say, you reproduce who you are. I love that. So if you value church, you can't force faith on anybody. Yeah. It never returns a good result. But if you model it and they pick it up as a positive part, component of your life, that they'll carry it on as well. So I would love for you guys to talk about your favorite parts of Advance. Like, what makes Advance the best place to be on Sunday night?
Man, I could go 1,000 different directions this. One thing that I personally love is investing into the next generation and watching them start to understand the calling that God's put on their life and the gifts that God's given them uniquely and how they can use that for His glory. And so one of my favorite parts is watching students lead students. And so just that journey that we get to be a part of, watching a student come in.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, get connected, find a safe place, but then start to open it up. Start to raise their level of leadership and then start using their gifts to serve back into the community. So,
absolutely. And I'm going to be a whole lot less spiritual, and I'm going to say my favorite part of a Sunday
Gaga
night.
Gaga Pit.
Yeah, man, Gaga Ball takes the cake. Uh-huh. Well, let me just say this. The Gaga Ball has been prone to create some injuries. Mm. People dragging some knuckles across the carpet, try to get a little extra torque on that ball. Uh-huh. We have had to wash some blood off of the Gaga Ball. So, Chess, you may want to cut this part out of the podcast.
We're keeping it raw, uncut.
Oh, perfect. Just like Gaga Ball. But my favorite part, really, aside from the fruit that we get to see spiritually in the lives of students, like Gage was just talking about, is really just the fun that we have. Man, teenagers are fun. And I think, you know, Reggie Joyner says it, that the way to the heart of a kid is through fun. Mm-hmm. And so we love to have fun on a Sunday night. Man, we don't think church should be boring. We think we should be able to cut loose and have a great time as we learn about Jesus and as we take steps towards following Him more faithfully. So Advance is the best place to be on a Sunday night because it's the most fun place to be on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's well said. Well, where can parents find out more about Advance at their campus, and how can they follow us on social media?
Yeah, so for social media, we are on Instagram and Facebook. So it's FHC Advance, and we're constantly posting just ways, I guess, for you to be informed. Yep. We use that as a platform to inspire, to influence, and to encourage our students. And we also post events that are happening at each campus. So FHC Advances for Instagram. And then for Facebook, we really use campus-specific Facebook. So for us, it's Advance Fort Mill. For you guys, it's Advance Waxhaw, I'm assuming.
That's a great question. That's a really good
question.
Gray
does not.
We'll find it out by the end of this podcast.
Yeah, we'll put it in the bio. And then also our website. We always drive students and parents to our website for information. Yep. Our team's constantly updating that with upcoming events and parent podcasts and just materials.
And that's fhcadvance.com.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yep.
And I can confirm that the Waxhaw parents page is facebook.com/advancefhw.
I think Gray learned something on this podcast.
He did.
I learned something new today.
All is well.
Thank you guys.
All is
well. You're really achieving all that we set out to be on this podcast.
Seriously. Well, good. Well, our advanced staff are top notch. Some of the best leaders on the planet, and they love your kids a whole lot. So jump into Advance this fall. We kick off on Sunday, September 10th, and you can find out times and locations at the website. So please go there, fhcadvance.com. Guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let me say a prayer to finish this up. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and being able to talk about kids at FHC and Advance. We're so grateful for both of these ministries, and thank you for the team and their hearts and their effort and their prayer and their support for kids, students, and families. We pray for a great kickoff this coming weekend. We pray for a great year, ultimately, to the goal and the vision that we see kids, students, and families make Jesus the priority of their lives. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Parent on, parents, you got this.
Thanks for joining us for the Forest Hill Parenting Podcast, where we want to inspire parents to make faith in Jesus the priority in their families. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you showed your support by sharing, subscribing, and rating this podcast on iTunes. To watch our services live or find the campus nearest you, visit foresthill.org.